Hi everyone, it's Jo, and just doing a quick recording from the Clifton Hotel in Tynmouth. We've had the first VI Talk meetup. I'm going to put an official recording up on the channel later, hopefully. We had to do a couple of takes because we had technological glitches, thanks to me probably. But I'm going to edit something and put it up on the channel later. But considering this was the first VI Talk meetup, it was absolutely brilliant. I think we probably had, I haven't counted them individually, but about 25 people turned up, and amongst them were about 10 children, sighted children, visually impaired children, children with multiple disabilities. We had a little girl, she was 4, called Abby. Absolutely darling she was. She had a visual impairment and hearing impairment. Her mum Tracy lives just a few miles up the road from me in Dawlish. Absolutely adorable, very confident little girl. We had a lot of the committee from More Vision. We had Laura, who is the treasurer. She has a daughter, Tiri, who is a teenager, who is visually impaired, and Tom, who is fully sighted. He's about 12. We had the chair and vice chair of More Vision, along with their children. I can't name you everybody who was here. There's myself and Rob and Jodie, of course. There's Ian and Elaine. We had a family. Louise is a chair of More Vision, her husband David, her daughter Laura, who is 17 and at doing her A-levels at the moment, I think, I think she's A-level stage. She's going to RNC in September, and her sighted sister Rebecca, so it was lovely to meet them. We had a lady called Denise who has a daughter, Kate, who is in her 20s, who is getting married very soon, so hoping to give them some support and network with them. But it's been absolutely brilliant. I thought we'd get about 6 to 7 people turning up, and in actual fact we got between 25 and 30. Real age range, real ability range, and lots of different eye conditions, and it's just been fantastic. And couldn't have asked for more. Jodie went off with Tom and a few of the other children. Callie, I think it was, who's about 10. Can't remember whether Callie is visually impaired or not. Yeah, Callie's visually impaired? Yeah? Okay. So Jodie and Tom went off with Callie, and I don't know if any others went with them, but they went into the grounds because there's seven acres of grounds here at the Clifton Hotel. They went off into the grounds and had a mooch around and just made friends, really, got to know each other. There's a little girl called Charlotte who's 8. Absolutely hilarious. She was brilliant. Very, very funny, very confident. What I noticed was a lot of these children who are visually impaired, the parents, and this isn't meant to sound in any way condescending or patronizing, but the parents have done a fantastic job because the kids are so confident, so eloquent and articulate, and it's lovely.
Abby was a star.
Very
Abby was a star.
She was.
She came in, she went straight to the bar and said, "Do you have any milkshake?"
Yeah. It was absolutely brilliant. These children are the future. And
she was only 4. Abby was only 4.
Yeah, she was. I mentioned it right at the beginning of the book, because she's the one that stuck out for me.
She was brilliant.
Yeah. So confident. These children are going through mainstream.
She's kind of even as well.
Yeah. These children are going through mainstream education, and when the likes of Ian and Elaine and I were children, our parents were told that they would put us in specialist education, and that was that. We were saying today that almost it's been reversed, that people are encouraged to put the children into mainstream education, but it is a postcode lottery as to the help that they get, whether that's good help or not, and it really is dependent on where you live in the country. But these parents are doing their utmost to get the children the right education and to do right by the children, and these kids are amazing. They're brilliant. So that's it, really. We had between 25 and 30 people here, with about 10 of them children, if not more. And hopefully we'll do it again. So thanks for listening. And
you've got a bit of a local community that you didn't know existed.
Yeah, a couple of the ladies have said to me, "Do I want to go out and lunch? Am I a lady who lunches?" I said, "I'm not, but I will be." I can be, I'd like to be. So that is, it's really, really good. And like Denise, whose daughter is 25, I think she's Kate, and she's getting married to a visually impaired guy called Jack. They're not, Jack's computer literate, but Kate isn't. So we're going to do what we can to help Kate get access to information to do with VI Talk. And, you know, hopefully we can, you don't have to be on Facebook or Twitter or Audio Boo. Hopefully we can help anybody by emailing them links and things. And hopefully these local meetups will happen again. Well, they will, definitely. And hopefully we can do something for young people down the line and get young people together and networking with each other, which would be really, really good. But it's a work in progress, and VI Talk has really grown more quickly than we could have ever, ever imagined. And it's fantastic. And it's the support that we get that makes it so good. I have to say, I don't know whether she'll hear this because I don't think she's on Audio Boo, but Laura Hughes, who is the treasurer of More Vision, has spread the word for us an awful lot about VI Talk, and it's thanks to Laura that a lot of people turned up today, which is fantastic. So onwards and upwards, sky's the limit, basically. So I'll leave it there, but thanks for listening, and I hope you're all having a good weekend, and I'll speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye.